Welcome to another podcast from Learn IT to Teach. In this edition, four Link teachers give you a sneak preview of the session they presented at TESOL Ontario 2011. TESOL Ontario members have access to a video of their entire one-hour presentation at the TESOL Ontario 2011 conference site. The internet link is posted along with this podcast. Now, listen to Pamela, Kathleen, Ellen, and Karen discuss edlink.ca and the Link courseware and how they have put them to work with their learners.
It's opened up a huge amount of flexibility and choice.
Using EdLink has really appealed to my organizational and creative side.
Although the learning curve was steep and setting up a 12-week course was extremely labor-intensive, it's been a great experience.
The students benefit because they have access to far more resources than I can give them in class time alone. They also have better communication with me and with each other.
I had a student who unfortunately had to take 2 weeks off because of daycare, and she was able to go to the library, her local library, every 2 days. And with that, then she was able to access all of the regular coursework on the EdLink site.
And I benefit because I know I'm doing the best I can for my class. And I also have the opportunity to learn about new technology and new ways to interact with the students.
I can use EdLink forums to tell students about field trips, tests, etc.
It's been a really, really good experience for both me and the students.
It takes a lot of extra time getting started with EdLink, but it's definitely improved my teaching.
And on the creative side, I look forward every week to putting together each week's theme, links to websites, all those CLB activities, lab assignments and instructions. The possibilities are endless.
It's really very easy once you make the decision that you're going to do it. It's not like rocket science, and it's not like quitting smoking or losing weight. It's really very easy.